Part 23, Chapter 6. Deep in the African mine site, bent over the view screens in the half-lit dark, Johnny was taking a loss. Day 92 was coming up on them like a whirlwind. At first, he had hoped that he could get a separate console built using Turl's plans and install it down at Kariba. Such would bypass any real necessity for a hopeless attack in America to seize that one. It looked as if it remained their best chance, but it was hardly any chance at all. He would have had to stop Turl from using that strange bomb, but he could not do that without the almost foolhardy risks of letting it go right on up to firing time on day 92 and trying to attack the platform and grab that console at the last moment. Other news was not good. There had been two more raids by the visitors in different places, and casualties had been suffered. An ore plane, returning empty from a ferrying trip, had been swooped down upon by the Hovens and blasted out of the sky with the loss of both pilot and co-pilot. A hunting party from the Russian base had been gunned from above, and three Siberians and a Sherpa had been killed before their air cover had shot down the intruder. Also, the Edinburgh defense planning had gone wrong. Sir Robert had wanted to bring in a couple of miles of atmosphere cable and surround Castle Rock with it. The power dams in Scotland of long ago were not in shape or converted to cyclo power. The Cornwall mine site power supply was a tidal dam at Bristol in the Bristol Channel. And while it worked well on the ebb and flow of those gigantic tides, it was not possible to run a line clear up to Edinburgh. And that line would have been open to attack in any case. The hauling of that much cable itself was a formidable block, for it would have had to be flown in sections to Scotland. No other means than anti-aircraft fire was available to protect Edinburgh, and the Scots, having regained it, were not going to abandon it. It was the center of the most ancient Scottish nationalism. Moving the whole remaining population down to Cornwall, as proposed by Johnny, had not been approved, and it was true it would be pretty crowded. Johnny knew Edinburgh was going to catch it. Turl was going about his job in a way that seemed backward. He spent a lot of time measuring up poles and stringing outside wire and putting in firing points. Everything he did was being duplicated exactly down at Kariba. They now had the wires up and all the points in down at that base. Angus, each time they got a new item, would go tearing down to Kariba and install an equivalent in the secondary defense platform there. It had looked very hopeful for some days. Turl had gotten a lot of metal and had built the console case, a heavy, massive thing about a yard square. They had built the same case here, and it was sitting down in a locked room, an empty shell, waiting. But after all this spurt of energy, Turl, for the last several days, had just been fooling with fuses. He wasn't getting on with construction. Reams of mathematics had been worked out by Turl, but a lot of good they were. Who understood them? Now, it was just fuses, fuses, fuses. Johnny had gotten duplicates out of supply here of all the fuses Turl was working with and tried to figure out what he was doing. Johnny had learned one thing, that some of the items in a console that would appear to be different components were fakes. They were not resistors or capacitors. They were actually fuses made up to look like other things. Turl was doing something Johnny had not heard of before. With meters and such, he was working with an underload type of fuse. The circuit would be connected only so long as current was going through it. When the current ceased to flow, the fuse burned out. It was an odd kind of circuit breaker, made of a filament so tiny and thin it had to be worked under a magnifying scope. Well, that seemed to be all Turl was doing. Johnny's attention was drifting when he suddenly realized that the filament Turl was using looked awfully like the ones in the silver capsule in Cyclo heads. Forgotten was his stiff neck. He went tearing out and got one they had removed from a corpse. Yes, the same thing.